What is up, guys? Welcome to episode number 149 of Beef's Beef. I hope you enjoyed those two episodes last week because I had a blast recording them. Even if I did stay up really late to get that one on Thursday going into Friday released, hey, I had a great time. I didn't expect that interview to last that long, but you know, when you got good stuff, you got good stuff, you know. So I got another great interview for you guys today. But before that, I want to get to my sponsors. First and foremost, I got Crystal Lackey at Stockton Mortgage. Crystal is the real deal. You can hit her up for any refinancing needs, any mortgage needs, anything you need when it comes to the home buying process. Crystal is the one you need to hit up. You can get in contact with her at 502-615-0743. Again, it's Crystal Lackey at Stockton Mortgage, 502-615-0743. Stockton Mortgage is an equal housing lender. MLS number 8259. Crystal Lackey, MLS number 1735979. My other sponsor is Delium Clothing. It's B-D-E-L-L-I-O-M. Not so good this time. But it's pronounced Delium. I know it looks like Bedellium, but it's Delium. B-D-E-L-L-I-O-M. Delium is men's and women's minimalistic brand that focuses on modern aesthetic and quality. Everything comes pre-shrunk. I can't say this enough. So if you're a big guy like me, you ain't got to worry about it shrinking down on you. Everything comes pre-shrunk. You can get his you can find his men's line at Hems Gentleman Boutique in downtown New Albany. He'll also be a part of a fashion show coming up this Thursday, which he sent me the invite to. I might go check it out. I don't know. I'm still trying to decide. But definitely check out Delium, Delium Clothing on Facebook and at Delium Clothing on Instagram. Now, today's interview, it's kind of funny how I got into it. So most people that listen to the show know my buddy John. So he hits me up and says, hey, man, I went to school with this guy. And he sends me a screenshot from Facebook of the guy I'm going to have today, who is now a minority owner of the Louisville Extreme Arena football team. Now, you guys have heard me talk about it because our buddy Gerard Holloman is going to be on that team. So I contacted Devin and, you know, asked him to come on the show and you know, see what information we can get about him and, you know, kind of get to know him and maybe get some information about the team. So, guys, I want to welcome Mr. Devin Harris to the show today. All right, guys, I'm here with Devin. How's it going today?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. I thank you again for joining me. You told me you were moving some stuff around because you're getting ready to move, so I appreciate you taking some time out to talk to me.
Absolutely, man. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Yeah. So we had to reschedule a couple of times. You had to reschedule once. I had to reschedule once. So I'm glad we finally locked this down and can get this interview and before you're actually moving. It's like, I'd hate to be talking to you when you're moving boxes and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't multitask that one.
Yeah. So just a little background. Devin went to high school with one of my close friends. You guys know him, John. He's been on the podcast two or three times. He's always commenting on stuff, making himself known, trolling somehow. I'm just kidding. But so you were born in E-Town, and it sounds like you live there still. Is that where you grew up as well?
Well, actually, I'm a military brat. My dad was in the Army. That's actually how our mutual friend, that's how I met John. I kind of was from living on Fort Knox, a military brat. So, kind of traveled the East Coast a little bit and then end up in Fort Knox and went to high school there for 2 years. Then my dad retired, so we had to move off post. And then I went to E-Town High School for 2 years, and that's actually where I graduated from. But my family's all here in E-Town, my grandmother, my parents, my sister, and we're all here. We're all local, so I call E-Town home.
Nice. So what other places did you guys live in? Like as far as you say you went East Coast, where else did you guys move to?
Mostly in Maryland. We lived in Maryland, in the D.C. area. So my dad kind of did those special logistics, Delta Force type of stuff. So we lived up there and, the majority of our career then moved to Fort Knox. That's really the only place I've been, but he traveled around the world, but we stayed local just in Maryland, D.C. area. in Virginia. We lived there for about 3 years, but that's about it, man. You know, we lived up there and I really enjoyed it. You know, moving back to Kentucky was a total different experience, you know, going from DC, Maryland to Kentucky, but it definitely broadened my horizons and introduced me to new stuff. I really enjoyed it.
Which one do you like living in better, this area or out there?
I would actually probably say DC if it wasn't so expensive, but
yeah,
it's just so much more culture, so many more people, you know, the restaurants, you know, the nightlife, it's a lot more up there, but hopefully, you know, Louisville's growing, so hopefully Louisville kind of catches up. It take a while, but Louisville is growing.
For sure. So you growing up in Army bred and moving in different places, did you still get to play sports when you were moving around and stuff?
Absolutely. So my dad's a big sports fan. He's a Bengals fan, you know, don't tell anybody, but he loves football. So football, basketball, track, baseball, I played them all as a kid. You know, it's kind of my pastime. Wasn't much of a video games guy, so I've always played sports. I was always doing something, so they kept me active.
So did you play sports when you were in high school at Fort Knox as well, when you were with John?
I did. That's actually how we met on the track team. He was a beast. You know, a lot of stories as far as, you know, guys underestimating him, and he's smoking their socks off. You know, he's a beast at running. He still is, I think. I see him online.
We're friends on the Apple Watch, and I get disgusted every day when it says that he finishes another 6 mile run, and it's like, come on, man! Like, you're making me look bad, and no one else is even friends with you on my watch. But it makes me feel embarrassed.
Exactly, man. As you can see, I'm a bigger guy, so I don't run like that anymore. But I used to be a sprinter. He was kind of a mid distance guy, but you know, he's always been a beast. So that's actually how we met, is through sports. So. But, yeah, I played at Fort Knox and I played at E-Town High School. I ran track and played a little bit of football at E-Town.
Nice. So, like I mentioned, we came into contact through our mutual friend. Yeah, you got to tell me, you got any good stories about John? Because I'm always looking for stuff, for dirt to have on this guy.
Well, really just some good stuff, man. Like I said, you know, with track and field, you know, because he moved in, I believe, my sophomore year at Fort Knox. And that was actually the year that I was leaving. So, we had a very small stint together, but – you know, we grew pretty close, as you can tell. You know, we keep in contact. Yeah. On the military branch, and we keep in contact. So, but it's just some of the sports stuff. You know, folks really underestimate his skill set, and you know, him and his brother. And you know, we get on the track, and you know, he just blow people away. They like, who's this guy? This little quiet guy.
Yeah.
You know, he looked like he just get dusted, but he actually dusted the other guys. So I mean, yeah, he's a monster, man. He still is. So yeah,
that's all I need is just for his head to get even bigger now. So. So what did you do after you graduated from high school? I'm guessing you went to college.
I did. So actually I started a little lawn care business there to help me get through school. So I went to University of Louisville, and I majored in workforce leadership, human resources, and then I also majored in kinesiology or sports medicine. So I got two bachelor's degrees there. And then I went to work for the federal government for a little bit. I'm here at Fort Knox after I got married, and then I went back to school and got my MBA from the American University there in DC. So, and I'm just kind of pursuing my entrepreneurial goals now. You know.
So you went to Louisville and you graduated from Louisville. Are you a fan of Louisville?
Absolutely. See that shirt all day, every day. Here we go.
Yeah, I mean,
good or bad.
I'm rocking my shirt too. So.
That's right, all day, every day.
So you told me when we were talking a little bit, because, you know, like you told me, man, I'm just a regular guy, but it's still, you know, I'm still trying to find information on somebody before I have them on. So you informed me that you own two businesses. What are those two businesses, and kind of what do you do? Break them both down. Plug yourself as much as possible right here.
Well, so I own 4D Services. 4D Services is a business that actually provides four services. That's why it's called Four Dimensions or 4D Services. So we do lawn care, landscaping, pressure washing, and industrial sealing and coating of external surfaces. So like metal, aluminum, concrete, asphalt, we seal those, we kind of seal those surfaces. So that's 4D Services. I have a partner in that business named Sean Somerville. Shout out to Sean. That's my dude. And then the other business that actually kind of spearheaded 4D is White Tie Solutions. White Tie Solutions is a business development or consulting company. And so what we do is, we help small businesses grow, you know, whether it's through marketing, strategic management, operations, so we help align resources to help them grow and advance their business. And so that's really my passion is to help other small businesses grow and to kind of create this ecosystem, you know, so we kind of support each other. That's really my passion.
So is 4D, is that the one that you kind of started whenever you were going into college and you just kind of, it kind of graduated to something bigger?
Yes, it is. So I started doing lawn care and landscaping, cutting grass. I had a little Dodge Neon. I threw a push mower in the back when I was 16 years old, and I started push mowing grass, and then, like 5 yards turned into 10, 10 turned into 20, and, 20 turned into 80, and I got some commercial contracts, and you know, so I kind of kept that going, and I sold it about 7 years ago, and then I met my partner, Sean, and he was like, hey, man, we should really get back into it. We should really start. I was like, well, I don't know, man. I've kind of graduated into White Tie Solutions, and I'm really working this. He was like, well, I think there's some opportunity there for us, and we should look at the ceiling and coating and add that on to the lawn care and landscaping because it kind of runs hand in hand. So we started that, and we built some great relationships with folks like 7PM. They're a project management company here in Louisville. Mm-hmm. We partner with them, and they've bought multiple companies and partnered with multiple companies to provide services, and they actually have that ecosystem concept in place. And so we were glad to partner with them, and they really spearheaded our growth and helped us. And we're just really fortunate to be in the position we're in and partner with folks that are like-minded with us and, get some good stuff happening in Louisville.
So did you, I guess the person you sold the 4D systems or the 4D, you knew that person, so you were still somewhat involved with it, I guess?
So I sold the lawn care business. It was actually called Nature's Touch at the time.
Okay.
So I sold Nature's Touch, and then I started 4D with Sean Somerville, and so it's a whole new entity. But I couldn't let it go. I love the business.
So what do you say? What do you do now? Do you just oversee it and kind of like you're the one that kind of talks through and gets the contract still, or you still get out there and cut some grass sometimes?
I do get out there sometimes. More on the coating and ceiling. Mm-hmm. But I'm more of an operations guy as much as Sean is too. So you kind of make sure that the folks who work for us or work with us have all the resources they need. We align the contracts and make sure the schedules are met and everything like that. So that's kind of the position Sean and I take right now. But we have some good guys that work with us and for us. And, like I said, 7PM, shout out to 7PM. They really kind of putting us on the map as far as the commercial side. They're really doing some great things too.
Nice. So last year, sometime I was informed by one of my good friends, former Louisville player, Gerard Holloman, that he's going to be signing with an arena football team, which I had no idea was coming to the city of Louisville. No one knew it at that point yet. Because, right. I met him just, he was a bouncer at O'Shea's here in Louisville. And, yeah. We became good friends. I had him on the podcast, so we just stayed good friends. And he's like, I said, so have you found anything as far as football goes? He's like, yeah, I'm signing with a place in Louisville. I said, in Louisville? He's like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, so it's called the Louisville Extreme. So I was pretty pumped last year because I was even looking into getting season tickets whenever they were talking about it. And right before the season started, COVID ruined pretty much everything. So their inaugural season didn't happen. But they did announce that they were going to not only come back this season but move up to a different league, right? A higher league, is that right?
Yeah, it's a different league. So the league that Louisville Extreme is in, it's growing, and they have 9 teams right now. They're going to expand next year and the year after. They're already planning 2 years out to expand. So this league is going to be a big thing. They're in the A-B+ markets. Like your Charlotte, your Tampa's, your Nashville, your Louisville, your Buffalo. Like those areas. Hot growing up and coming areas, this league's gonna be great.
Nice. So, you're now a minority owner of the team. That's how, this interview really came about because Sean's like, hey, this is my buddy. So, how did this opportunity come about? Like, how did you even get in contact with something like this?
Right place, right time, knowing the right people. Really, I'm just blessed, man. Like I said, my partner, Sean Somerville, in 4D Services, he's really connected. And so he actually know some of the board members or owners, and you know, they kind of reached out to him with the opportunity and said, hey, you know, we have a couple of seats left, you know, are you interested? And actually, Sean was like, hey man, I think we should look into this. And I was like, okay, well, let's look into it and, you know, see what's happening. And the opportunity sounded great. It sounded unreal. I was like, man, I sent my pro team. Wait, this me? Seriously?
Yeah.
And so I aligned the resources and, you know, made it happen.
So have you heard anything about maybe a potential start date or whether there'll be fans in attendance or anything?
Sure. Right now, as of next spring, the April, March time frame, that's when we're going to start. Right now, there's no restrictions as far as arena football, as far as fans. But, you know, that that's kind of depending on how COVID kind of, you know, plays out. But right now, you know, we're pumped up and ready to go for next season. I can't wait.
I guess it's kind of hard to really project something for something that's next season, that's next year. I mean, by that time, it may be over. By that time, it may have ramped back up to being in the red again. So I guess it's all just, you know, we'll wait and see what we can get to. I mean, hopefully we'll at least get, you know, like Louisville is and be able to get at least 20% in there. I know that's not ideal, but hopefully we'll be able to get some type of fan base in there.
Sometimes I'm trying to pack it out. I don't like the 20%.
I trust me, I don't either. I don't either. But, you know, if I can go, man, I'm going to be able to. So something I didn't have on here, but just something I just thought of. So do the Extreme, I mean, have they looked into getting any TV contracts or radio contracts or anything? Or have you heard anything about that? Whether there anything will be covered online or anything like that?
All the above, you know, we're working with ESPN to be posted on the Saturdays or Fridays, you know, working with that. And then, you know, there's going to be some local TV going on. And hopefully, you know, you have us on, you know, kind of multiple times doing some podcasts. And
oh, absolutely.
Some of the players and things like that, you know, we like to build that relationship with you. But yeah, all the above, you know, we're going to use all the outlets we can to kind of get the word out and spread about the Extreme.
So this is just for you, because, you know, you kept saying that regular guy thing. What are you most excited about being minority owner of the Louisville Extreme?
Man, really, I'm just excited about being a part of a team of owners that are forward-thinking, that love sports, you know, we're like-minded, and just having a good time. And going to the away games, you know, kind of staying in different hotels, different cities, and seeing the other in other arenas and things like that. Just being part of the whole, whole team atmosphere. I'm excited about that.
So without saying any names, how many people are a part of the ownership group? Like if you had to give an estimation.
So there's some folks in the works right now that have some contracts and, you know, some kind of contractual things going on. But right now it's about 10 to 12 folks.
Nice. Yeah. So let's think, you know, moving to D.C., moving back this way. Did you ever imagine when you were a kid that you would become – would you – even if it's just a small part of it or if it's a big part of it, did you ever think I'm going to be a pro sports team owner?
Absolutely not. I mean, I always envisioned myself playing on a sports team.
Yeah.
But never being a minority owner, never, you know, on this level kind of participating. But – like I said, it's a blessing. It's an honor. It's a privilege. I don't take it lightly, you know, because folks don't get these opportunities, you know, ever, you know. So this is very awesome for me and my family, you know, because this is a lifetime seat. So it's something that I can pass down to my kids if I have any later on or anything like that.
I mean, who knows, man? You might be like LeBron, man. You might have just invested in Blaze Pizza. You know what I'm saying? You never know. I mean, this may be something that. It may take off like or Kobe did with Body Armor, or, you know, LeBron did with Blaze Pizza. You never know. I mean, and the other thing is, man, is it's always fun to invest in something that you're passionate about. And if you're passionate about sports, it's like, okay, if I lose a little bit, which I'm not putting that, but it's like, okay, I did something I'm having fun with. It's not something I'm just going out there and not doing anything with.
Absolutely. It's like going to a game or buying a ticket to go to a game.
You're, exactly.
I'm basically buying lifetime season ticket. That's what I bought. That's how I look at it, you know, lifetime season ticket. So I'm excited about it, man. I really am.
So I didn't put this question on here, but it's not like a crazy question. So I've been seeing you share it. Your all's actual tryout is about 6 blocks away from my house.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The one in New Albany?
Yep.
Yeah. It's literally like I can walk there and be there in about 4 minutes at the longest.
Okay, so you're going to try out?
I want to ask you a question, okay? Because I've been talking to my friend about this, and you've seen these competitions and stuff where even if it's people – I want to – so if we pay our money and do this, even if we're bad, can we record ourselves doing it this tryout?
You know, I can't answer that. I don't know. You know, as far as the contractual thing, that's kind of, you know, kind of the law teams, you know, field. Yeah. But I'm sure I can ask.
Even if not, man, I'm gonna come over there. I think it's this Saturday, right? Go ahead. Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you want to go ahead, yeah, and plug, if you want to go ahead and plug that, because I'm sure I have some local people that would want to know about that as well.
Well, you can log on to my Facebook. Mm-hmm. My name is Devin Harris. I have a flyer on there. It has all the information. And my name is spelled Deven, last name Harris. You can log on and have flyers on there, and you can pay your money, come out and try it with the best, and you know, see what happens. You know, there's gonna be some heavy hitters there. I'm sure folks like John who are in shape, you know, run and lift weights and everything every day. You know, yeah, they're ready to rock and roll. So yeah, I look forward to seeing the best of the best of Louisville and Indiana.
For sure. So it's time for a really fun part. This is one of my favorite parts of the entire episode. So yeah, yeah. I gotta mention it's the Mike and Cheese rapid fire question. So Mike and Cheese, best mac and cheese in town. They do free delivery to the Louisville and Southern Indiana with the $15 minimum. You can call them at 502-548-6845. Make sure you try the Beef's Beef Pizza Mac, and make sure you tell them I told you to call. So,
boom, there it is.
All right, so we got some good rapid-fire questions for you. You familiar with rapid-fire? I ask you, you just say the first thing.
I'm ready.
Pizza or tacos?
Pizza, definitely.
Wings or burgers?
Wings, come on, man.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Drums or flats?
Oof, drums.
Man, fries or tots? This is the big fries. One for me. Thank fries, you. That's two in a row. Yeah, it's two in a row for me that are fries, because I can't stand people that say tots.
Man, come on.
favorite movie?
I'm going to say a series, but it's the Bad Boy series with Martin Lawrence and Will Smith. Love it.
It's funny, the last guy I had on as well, George Durant, former Louisville player, he said the same thing, Bad Boy series.
Can't go wrong with that, man. Can't go wrong.
All right, favorite flavor of ice cream?
Pralines and cream.
All right. Biggest fear?
Snakes, man. I hate snakes. God, I hate snakes. See, I mean, sweating thinking about it. I hate snakes.
You being in landscaping and all that stuff, I mean, you got to see snakes a lot. You still haven't overcome that fear?
Man, funny story, real quick. I don't know if we have time.
Oh, absolutely, story, man. Yeah, go ahead.
Shout out to my brother, Jason Whiting, man. He's a brother from another mother. We started the first company together. We had a contract here to do the Elizabethtown Mall, and, you know, we were halfway done with the contract, and, man, we ran into a snake. And, you know, we're kind of big guys. I'm about 260 pounds. He's about the same size. Man, we ran into a snake in one of the areas. We left the truck, left the equipment, left everything and walked away from the job. It came back the next day, man. That's how terrified I am of snakes, man.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, man. So yeah, real deal.
So I know you're a football owner now, but favorite sport?
Basketball.
Basketball. All right. Basketball. Best sporting event you've ever attended. We'll say best, doesn't matter. Well, actually, you know what? We'll go best football and best basketball game you've ever attended, just to give us okay, so you don't have to pick one.
Best football game was last year. Went to Ravens and Steelers at the Ravens. I'm a Ravens fan.
Yeah.
I went to Ravens and Steelers at the Ravens Stadium. I mean, you can't ask for much more. I mean, it was all it was, man.
I guess you were living in the D.C. area kind of when they moved there.
Exactly. That's how I became a Ravens fan.
I just thought about that. Yeah, because that's right about the time that, yeah, they were moving there from Cleveland.
Yep. That's how I became a Ravens fan. I mean, you know, Ray Lewis and Reed, all those guys. Come on now. I mean, you got to love it.
All right, what's the best basketball game you've ever attended?
I actually went to Eastern Conference Finals when Miami Heat played Indiana, right here in Indiana. And my wife bought us tickets. I was two rows from the court.
Wow.
I saw LeBron. He was right up there close to me, man. I loved it. Great game. They won. So, yeah, it was a great game.
Yeah, I went to some of the Eastern Conference playoffs when they played when he was back in Cleveland. I was at the game where they came back from 23 down at halftime. I was at that game. I'm a huge LeBron guy, man. I love LeBron. Okay. I hate the Lakers though. I hate that he's in LA, but that's a different. That's a story for a different time. But
I like LeBron, but I'm a KD fan.
KD, what I'll say about KD is I think that that guy may go down as the biggest mismatch of any player that's ever played the game of basketball.
Hands down, him and Magic, you can't.
Well, I don't think. I'll be honest with you, man. When KD is healthy, I don't think you can really compare any. The guy's pretty much 7 feet tall. He's got a 7 feet wingspan. Can handle the ball like a guard. Can shoot from anywhere on the floor. Is a very good defender. I mean, the only thing I don't think he does very well, I don't think he's a very good passer. But as far as scoring goes, that dude's a walking bucket. You're not stopping him.
He is, man. No way.
All right. Favorite restaurant in the city of Louisville?
Man, I love to eat, man. I sound like a fatty when I said that, didn't I?
No. Not at all.
So I'm a seafood place, a seafood lover. So I'm going to say either Brendan's Catch or River House.
I've heard a lot of good things about River House. What was the first one you said, though?
Brendan's Catch, right downtown 4th Street.
I don't think I've heard of that. So you down there, I'm surprised you didn't mention Seafood Lady. That's another place I've heard a lot of good things about.
Seafood Lady's good, too, man. I'm not turning that down.
All right, so last question here. Favorite football player and then favorite athlete ever? We'll go basketball player, too, because you did say basketball is your favorite sport. So we'll go favorite football player, favorite basketball player, and then favorite athlete. Even if the favorite athlete's the same one.
Sure. Favorite football player, I'm going to say Ray Lewis because of his passion. You know, I'm an offensive guy, but I just like Ray Lewis because of his passion. And, you know, he's a true leader. He leads by example. Favorite basketball player and favorite sports icon are the same. That's Shaq. He's the most dominant player, I think, in the NBA. You can't stop him no matter what you do. Two, three people, whoever. You put the whole team on him. He's gonna score 30 on you. You know, he's like the Hulk. So, yeah, Shaq's my favorite athlete of all time.
Nice. He's one of my favorite people to watch on TV. He cracks me up. Too. He cracks me up, dude. He cracks me up. But, Devin, man, that's all I got for you today. I appreciate you joining me, man. I know it's you know, you say you were nervous, man. You might be taking my spot.
Not at all, man. I'm sweating under this hat. So I'll tell you that.
But plug yourself. Put whatever social media you got, whatever, you know, where people can follow you to keep up with stuff about the Louisville Extreme.
Sure. Just go on to my personal page. My name is Devin Harris, Deven Harris, Harris. And you can also look up Louisville Extreme on Facebook. We got a page there. We'll go to LouisvilleExtreme.com. You know, we have that page there. Look us up. Buy season tickets. Support Louisville. Let's make this thing big. I look forward to seeing everybody at the games.
For sure. And just to make sure everybody knows, it is Extreme with no E at the beginning. Just X-T, right? X-T-R-E-M-E. I'm excited for it, man. I plan on getting season tickets. I'm going to give me a jersey, man. I'm going to give me a jersey get autographs on some people. I got a Louisville basketball jersey that I have framed over here from one of my good friends as well.
Well, let me know when you get the jersey, man. I'll take you back in the locker room with some players signed up.
Heck yeah, man. That would be great.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I'll shoot you a text here this towards the end of this week and see about, you know, coming over. I'll bring you one of my podcast shirts with one of my logos on it, so you can support that for me up there. And
I'll definitely rep it for you, man. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah, so I'll get you one of my shirts. And, man, I appreciate you taking some time out, man, with you in the middle of a move. It's been fun.
Hey, man, I love it. Thank you for the opportunity, man. I appreciate it, everybody. And I look forward to seeing everybody at the game.
For sure, man. Well, you have a good – Yeah, let's hope that this thing kind of gets under control. I mean, everybody wear your mask so we can have some arena football to go to.
Absolutely, man. Everybody stay safe. That's most important, really. You know, with everything you said, that's most important. Family and friends, let's take care of each other and wear masks. You know, do we need to do so we can get back to normal, man, so everybody can go out to eat and have fun and go to games and do everything we love to do. So let's take care of each other. That's most important.
So he did mention his Facebook page. I will tag him just like I do every other person that that comes on. So you guys will be able to click his page and check out the stuff about the Louisville Extreme. I mean, I don't want to flood you with friend requests, so at least just follow him or something so you can get updates about it. Or if he wants a bunch of new friends, he could do that too. So
absolutely. Everybody, big family. Let's do it.
All right, Devin, I appreciate you taking some time out, man. Yeah, good luck with that move.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you.
All right, man. See ya.
All right. Later.